Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש, כרך א'.
Hello, we are reading from the writings of Rabash, Article 36, 1985, and there was evening, and there was morning. You can find the study material on our websites and the Arvut system, and ask a question live during the lesson. Rabash article, and there was evening, and there was morning.
ויהי ערב ויהי בוקר.
And there was evening and there was morning.
ויהי ערב ויהי בוקר.
The Zohar says about the verse, and there was evening, there was morning.
ויהי ערב שאומר הכתוב.
And there was evening, which the text writes, means that it extends from the side of darkness, meaning Malchut. And there was morning means that it extends from the side of light, which is Zeranpin. This is why it writes about them one day, indicating that the evening and morning are as one body, and both make the day. Rabbi Yehuda said, what is the reason? He asks, since, and there was evening, there was morning, points to the unification of Zon, that the light of day comes out of both of them. Then, after the text announces it on the first day, why does it say about each day, and there was evening and there was morning? And he replies, it is to know that there is no day without a night, and no night without a day. And they will never part from one another. This is why the text repeats and informs us each and every day to indicate that it is impossible that there will ever be the light of day without the darkness of night. Likewise, there will never be the darkness of night that does not bring a day after it, since they will never part from one another. Thus far its words. We should understand the above written in the work, as to what light means and what darkness means, and why it is impossible to have a day unless it is from the both of them together, meaning that light and darkness produce a single day. That is, it takes both to build a single day. This means that the day begins when the darkness begins, because this is when the sequence of the making of a new day begins. We should also understand how the word day can be applied to darkness, since when the darkness has begun, we can already begin to count the day. It is known that after the restrictions and the departure of the light that occurred in the upper worlds, after the second restriction and the breaking, the system of klipot, shells, emerged until the place of Bia divided into two discernments, meaning from its middle and above, it was Bia of Kedusha, of holiness. And from its middle and below, it became the permanent section of the klipot, the shells, as explained in Tess. Consequently, in this world, a man is born the foal of a wild donkey, and he has no desire for spirituality. Thus, from where does the sensation of need for spirituality come to a person? To the point of saying that he feels the darkness, which he calls night, by feeling that he is remote from the Creator? We must know that at the same time when he begins to feel that he is far from the Creator. He is already beginning to believe in the existence of the Creator to some extent. Or else, how can he say that he is remote from something that doesn't exist? Instead, he must say that he has some illumination from afar that shines for him to the extent that he feels that he is remote from the Creator. It therefore follows that as soon as the darkness begins, meaning the feeling of the existence of darkness, the light immediately begins to shine to some extent. And the measure of illumination of the day is recognized only through negation. That means that one feels a lack, that he does not have the light of the Creator shining for him in a positive manner. However, the light shines for him in the form of lack, meaning that now he begins to feel that he is missing the light of the Creator, which is called day. But rather, those for whom the light of day does not shine don't know if there is such a reality, where a person must feel the absence of the light of the Creator, which is called day. And let us speak of a single person, meaning within the same body. Sometimes one feels that he is in darkness, meaning that he is remote from the Creator and craves to draw near to the Creator. He feels suffering and being remote from the Creator. The question is, who causes him to worry about spirituality? And sometimes he feels darkness and suffering when he sees that another person is successful in corporeality, in possessions, and with people, while he lacks both sustenance and respect. He sees about himself that in truth, he is more gifted than the other, both in terms of talent and in terms of ancestry, and he deserves more respect. But in fact, he is many degrees lower than the other one. And this pains him terribly. At that time, he has no connection to spirituality, and he doesn't even remember that he ever was connected, and that he himself considered all the friends with whom he was studying at the seminary, that when he saw them suffering for their concerns to achieve wholeness in life, they seemed to him like children who cannot make a purposeful calculation, and all that their eyes see is what they want. At one time, they see that the most important thing in life is money, and at another time, they see that the most important thing in life is to have a respectable position among people. And now, he is within those very things that he mocked, that he himself mocked, and he feels that his life is tasteless unless he determines the whole of the hope and peace in life at the same level that they determined, that this is called life's purpose. And what is the truth? It is that now the Creator has taken pity on him and illuminated the discernment of day for him. And this day begins with negation. In other words, when the day begins to shine in his heart in the form of darkness, it is called the beginning of the rise of day. And then the kelim, the vessels, began to form in him, in which the light of the light will be able to shine in an affirmative manner. This is the light of the Creator. When one begins to feel the love of the Creator and begins to feel the flavor of Torah and the taste of mitzvot, from this we can understand the above words of the Zohar, that a day comes out specifically of both of them. As it writes, this is why it writes about them, one day, indicating that the evening and morning are as one body, and both make the day. Also, when Rabbi Yehuda said that this is why the text alerts every day anew, to indicate that it is impossible that there will ever be light without the darkness of the night that comes first. And also there will not be the darkness of the night that does not bring the light of day after it. So they will never part from one another. It is as mentioned above. 1. Following the rule that there is no light without a kli. And 2. It also requires light, which is called day, to make a kli. But we should understand why, if one has already been granted a little bit of day in the negative form and feels that his whole life is only if he is rewarded with tfikut, adhesion with the Creator, and he begins to torment over being remote from the Creator, who then causes him to fall from his state of ascent? In other words, that his whole life should be only in spiritual life, and this is all his hope, and he suddenly falls into a state of lowliness, a state where he would always laugh at people whose hope and life was only to obtain the fulfillment of beastly lusts. But now, he himself is among them, nourished by the same nourishments that they feed on. Moreover, we should wonder how he has forgotten that he was ever once in a state of ascent. Now he is in a state of such amnesia that it doesn't even occur to him that he would consider the people that he is now among, meaning that his only ambitions are at such a low level that he is not ashamed of himself, that he dared go into such an atmosphere that he always ran from. In other words, that this air that they breathe so willingly, he would always say that it suffocates the holiness, the Kedusha. And now he is among them and feels that there is no fault in them. The answer is, as the writing says, happy is the man that has not walked in the counsel of the wicked. We must understand what the counsel of the wicked is. It is known that the question of one who is wicked that is brought in the Haggadah is, what do you mean? What mean you by this service? Baal HaSulam explained that it means that when a person begins to work in order to bestow, the wicked one's question comes and asks, what will you get out of not working for yourself? And when a person receives such a question, he begins to contemplate that perhaps he is right. And then he falls into his net. Accordingly, we should interpret, happy is the man that has not walked in the counsel of the wicked, meaning that when the wicked come to him and advise him that it is not worthwhile to work if he does not see some benefit and gain from it to himself, he does not listen to them. Instead, he strengthens himself in the work and says, now I see that I'm going in the path of truth, and they wish to confuse me. It follows that when that man overcomes, he is happy. Afterwards, the writing says, nor stood in the way of sinners. We should interpret way of sinners. He says, nor stood. A sin is as we explained in the previous essay, that the sin is if a person breaks, you shall not add. In other words, the real way is that we have to go above reason, called faith. And the opposite of that is knowing, that the body understands that he has no other choice except to believe above reason. Hence, when he feels some taste in the work and takes it as support, and says that now he does not need faith, since he already has some basis, he immediately falls from his degree. And when one is careful about it and does not stand for even a minute to look and see if it is possible to change his basis, it is considered that he is happy, because he did not stand in the way of sinners to look at their way. And afterwards, the writing says, nor sat in the seat of the scornful, referring to those people who spend their days idly, who do not take their lives seriously and consider every moment precious. We should know to what the seat of the scornful refers. Those who cherish every moment and sit and think of others, if other people are all right and how much others should correct their action, and have no pity for themselves, worrying about their own lives. This causes them all the descents. The Adak interprets scornful as being of a shrewd mind in an evil way, finding faults in people and disclosing secrets to each other. This matter is for lazy people, idlers. This is why he said, nor sat in the seat of the scornful. And this is the reason for the descents.
Shilot.
Questions.
And Dudi.
Yes, Dudi.
Rabash writes here nicely
that this, the darkness begins to illuminate in his heart. This is called the beginning of the illumination of the day. I understand that day comes after night, after day. But what is this point? The beginning of the sensation of darkness is the beginning of the sensation of the light.
It is difficult to discern. It's difficult.
The
person is still in the day, and he cannot distinguish that it is already turning into darkness.
And the opposite?
And also the opposite.
So how to invert the darkness to light?
I'm telling you, it is almost impossible. I would say the following, that is, it is through the connection between the friends. And then we nevertheless shift from one degree to the next degree, and we can recognize the difference in the relations between us. If a person understands that light means coming closer, connection with the friends, and darkness is the opposite, then he elevates himself so that instead of feeling the still darkness and light, feels a discernment that exists between people on the speaking degree. Then he elevates himself to a different level of discernment.
Another
thing he writes later on, at the time when he feels some taste in the work, and he takes support from it and says that now he does not need faith. Since he already has some basis, he immediately falls from his degree. So what's the correct support for us on the path that we won't fall from the degree?
That we try to feel ourselves in light or in darkness according to that. That the light is when we have between us support and feeling closeness, and darkness is the opposite, when I feel myself as disconnected from others, or at least far away from them.
What's correct to hold on to grip onto on the path so that we won't make ourselves fall?
All the time, to be in an effort towards connection. Extra connection. Every moment that goes by, more and more, another moment, we have to distinguish between these moments that we are in greater connection between us.
Thank you.
Ken, Oren.
Ketuv.
It's written, suddenly he fell to a state of lowliness, to a state where he would always laugh at people, whose entire hope in life was only to obtain fulfillment of beastly lusts. But now he himself is among them, nourished by the same nourishments that they feed on. So, what do we get from this? What do we take from this? What next?
That he should emerge out of their discernments.
But how? It says here that he's nourishing from the same garbage that they're nourishing from.
Well, he should replace his environment.
But it says here he suddenly falls into a state of holiness, right? Suddenly. He invested effort and love of friends, and he suddenly falls into this state of lowliness. And he's nourished from the same lowly stuff.
So
what now?
So he has to get out of it.
What is he has to get out of it? It says suddenly he falls.
Well, either he prays and he cries out to the Creator to save him, but he seemingly fell together with his friends, or in such a state where...
Not necessarily. The friends are big, they're spiritual. Just he becomes a beast, suddenly.
He has to search for how to come out. Where are his friends and where is he? I don't understand this state. We didn't see such things. Meaning, we don't quite understand what he writes about, possibly. If I am suddenly in a society that drags me, pulls me further down, and I see it, I feel it, I know it. It's one thing, but if I am not depicting that, then it's something else. Go ahead and ask.
Ken Oren.
Yes, Oren.
In a society, sways me upwards, it's spiritual. A person in the society, he suddenly feels that he falls into a state of lowliness, beastly stuff, stuff that he laughed at before, and now he's nourishing for me.
So it's a different society?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You should tell me.
He's in the tent, investing in love of friends, makes an effort to do everything. He suddenly discovers in himself the things that he would look down at. He would think, oh, it's corporeal or earthly stuff. And suddenly he sees they're jumping in his heart and his mind, all these disturbances. And he's nourishing from this garbage.
It happens.
So what next? What do we do with this when it happens?
But in principle, he has
a tent, huge friends to the heavens. Just only him, like this.
Okay, so should grab onto the connection with them.
Not even grab on.
Well, bit by bit, he should come draw closer to them. He should understand where he is and by what can he leave that place that he fell into now. How to go back to the place where he was before. How else? How else? He is given an exercise from above. And he, according to this exercise, is now in the depths of the shells. Along with that, he is also given an opportunity, a possibility to come out by something. And then we need to see, how does he come out? How? Usually it starts with coming closer to them mechanically. He's simply with them. He comes closer to them. He does something with them. He builds certain connections with them. He enters into their works. And then bit by bit, in this way, from Lolishma to Lishma, as it is written.
But
there is no other way. We also need to realize that according to how much a person searches, according to that, he is given from above the burdening of the heart and also possibilities to get out of it.
Ken Gilad.
He says here that a person is in joy, specifically when he gets this path of the scornful, right, and he overcomes it.
Yes.
So what does he enjoy from? From this that he overcomes, or from the attitude of the Creator towards him, or this that he succeeded to return something?
Because he's sorting all of the discernments along the way, negative ones and positive ones, and he steps on them and walks forward. Right side, left side, however, both of them lead forward.
And what's the joy from? He got a state, he passed it. He got another state, succeeded to overcome again.
Because these are the steps by which he walks.
He walks, but he's operated from above and he responds.
Okay, but he is connected with the supreme operator.
And what's the joy from?
He is going along with the Creator. The Creator is moving his leg, and he responds to it, he takes part in it.
And the friends?
They help him. He looks at them the way that they do it, and he learns from them, and he does it along with them.
And what can he help them in their states that they go through?
Also through his example, and also in working together with them.
Sometimes, what am I asking here? Sometimes there are states that you see on a friend that he's going through a state that's not so simple. And you see that it's hard for him, and you can't help him. You want to, and you can't. There's like nothing you can do. He's in this state, and he has to go through it.
Again?
Yes.
Ve'az?
And then? What's the question?
How can you be in joy in such a situation?
Well, there are many states right now. I can't give you an answer about all of them. We need to try to enter the friend's state and see to the extent that it is possible, and also you can never be certain that you understand him, right? And take part with him. Help him. It's like with mountain climbers or they give us such examples. We need to try. We need to try to give support. In every case, each one must feel that he has support next to him.
I need to
scrutinize the question better.
Yes, Danny.
He writes
here, don't base on the reason, but on faith. If we don't found ourselves on reason, then how do we keep ourselves from swaying off the path of faith?
These are the two legs, two sides. Reason and faith. And we need to use both of them.
Yes.
So, not just, there are like points to, that I'm checking myself to see if I'm still aimed correctly, and then go back to faith? Is that what I understood from the answer?
Yes.
Ken.
He writes about listening to the scornful, talks about this, that there are contemplations that we think about, and then before we fall we get all these small contemplations, and it seems like rather small to you, and you let go a bit more and a bit more and a bit more, and suddenly you find yourselves in the fall itself, and you don't understand how you reach this state. I wanted to ask regarding the article where it talks about day and night, that they are actually one unit. From the side of the Creator, is day and night the means by which he advances us, whether we want to or not, that the night begins gradually, also gradually gets darker, that's similar to how he gradually gives us all these thoughts and contemplations that bring us to fall, and then that we need him, we ask of his help out of a lack of choice, and then he brings us to the new state. Is this the process?
Yes.
Now, in this state that we reach, that before I reach this state that he talks about, lowliness,
They looked at it from a side and he said, how could you ever reach this? There's no chance of reaching it. And suddenly you find yourselves in this state. There's like this state that you feel that you really you need help of the Creator. On the other hand, you feel ashamed of this, that even though you know the Creator did this whole process to you. How do you deal with these feelings of shame and focus only on the Creator and understand that it would have happened either way?
It happens every moment, meaning with every step, in every state. That you have a possibility to judge yourself from the perspective that you're doing it, you caused it, or from the perspective that it comes from the Creator. And He directed you to it.
So is it correct, ultimately, that if we look at things more maturely at the processes, to see this entire process of descent, to see all these states only as progress?
Well, of course, it is progress. It doesn't matter on which side, but it's always progress. And in the end, of course, we don't do anything in it, but rather we only need to, as much as possible, with each and every step, we need to be more adhered to the Creator, because He is performing all of the actions.
Kabbalists also feel these states of lowliness and these things? Or is that something that they gradually learn to work with?
Well, what kind of a question is that? Of course, anyone who walks through on the path, he went through the same thing.
ההתייחסות שלהם לזה, שככל ש... But their attitude towards it, ההתייחסות שלנו... The more we advance, our attitude towards the state will always be more mature in this, that will always feel the state of loneliness, that we're not okay.
Both of them. There is no righteous in the land who has done good and did not sin. There are always falls when a person loses himself. And from all of these states, he must rise.
Ken. No.
Yes. Go ahead.
כל התהליך הזה זה חלק מהמנגנון.
This entire process is part of the mechanism of correction?
Yes.
So how?
איך לקצור את...
How to shorten the darkness?
How to use the darkness as fuel from below? The chiseron that it will be in order to bring correction to the world instead of just some private state.
I
don't know how to answer him again.
How to use this state as if it's not a private one, but in order to bring a lack from all these lowly things below and to raise it to holiness that the Creator will enjoy from our prayer, and also that the correction will occur.
I don't understand the question.
The
Creator arranges for me to fall again and again and again. Deeper and deeper, more darkness. How to utilize that each time towards correction. Because when I begin to fall, I know the Creator will give me great prayer and everything. But how to use it, this prayer, that it's not for myself,
to feel okay. How do you use it towards correction of the world?
Well, I try in all of these moments when I feel myself in a descent, as much as I want to stop myself, and maybe I don't manage to, and I fall even deeper. So I nevertheless want to try to rise. I want to try not to fall.
What
precisely is the fuel that we collect from below? How do I feel this lack, my shame, from wanting to enjoy from all the lowly garbage?
What,
did you understand it?
I think Lawrence's
question is, how do I take a private state that occurs to me and I feel the Creator is operating on me and I'm responding, how to utilize it in order to correct the 10, humanity? Because it doesn't come just from me, it's something greater than myself. So where do I get the force now to take it so it's not just a private state?
It depends on how much he is connected with his environment, how much he understands what it is that he's doing for or against the environment. You are asking about that?
I understood his question more simply. How to get fuel from the garbage and utilize it for a correction?
I don't
know about nourishing from garbage, but if I discover myself in the garbage, right? The Creator made me fall into the garbage, and now how do I utilize these things?
If you discover yourself in the trash, it means that you feel the difference between the trash and the light. And then, nevertheless, you can tie them together and begin to work with them.
Through the prayer for the friends, or?
Praying for the friends, crying out, a prayer, yes. There are no states that a person cannot get out of. Prayer, by crying out, by crying, by all kinds of things where he subdues himself.
Thank you.
Ken.
שאלות מהאינטרנט, שאלה ראשונה מבלרוס.
Internet questions, first from Belarus. Because at the time when he begins to feel that he's distant from the Creator, already he begins to believe, in some extent, in the Creator. Otherwise, how could he say that he is far from something that does not exist in the world? Rather, he has some illumination from afar that illuminates to him to the extent that he feels that he's far from the Creator. So the question is, why that the more the person feels farther from the Creator, he feels some illumination? Wouldn't he feel illumination from being closer to the Creator?
Oh, that's not necessary. No, it's this way and also that way. We go through such states that they don't can go into some slot where it's clear to us that it has to be this way and not some other way.
Question from Salt Lake. What does it mean, the beginning of the day? Can we call this awakening from above?
Yes.
Question from Africa. The extent of the illumination of the day is recognized only through negation, meaning that he recognized that he has no light of the Creator that illuminates in him positively. Can you explain this passage?
As much as he feels that the day shines, he now has a possibility to understand where he is.
שאלה מוומן לטין 10.
Question from woman Latin 10. Where is the joy when the soul is crying?
Where is the joy when the soul weeps? What a question. It went for a stroll.
שאלה מחיפה, מה קובע את משך היום ואת משך...
From חיפה, what determines the rest of the day or night?
What determines the length of the day? The length of the day, you mean the hours of the day and the hours of the night or what?
I think the, yeah, the sensation of the darkness, light, day, night, what goes through a person that he feels.
The state of an individual person. Each one has a different feeling according to his state.
Okay.
I don't see that your questions are such that... Yes?
Actually, Rabash here talks in the article, to my understanding, about the states of a private person, right? There is private providence on each one, and he is lowered and raised. And now there is the attitude of the Creator towards the ten that begins to work as a ten.
Yes.
And what is that dependent on?
Well, the Creator relates to the to a ten, because he sees the ten as a single vessel.
And here, is there some opportunity to influence this process?
Which process?
Well, if we look at a private person, he doesn't have many options to influence this process from that's occurring to him from the Creator, other than responding. But in the ten, is there some work can we do to actively, from our part?
Yes.
And how does it go?
As much as the ten together wants to work on itself, and the future of the person depends on that.
That's the connection? That's the work of each one?
Yes, connection. Besides connection, there's nothing else to speak of.
Or can each one just build it for himself?
He cannot.
Okay, it's only in common mutual work.
Yes.
Ken, Eagle.
What's somebody else here?
I wanted
to continue the last question from the internet about how much time to be in darkness and descent. Because he says here that when a person begins to feel a lack, he immediately begins to feel the descent, which is the beginning of the light. That the Creator let him feel that he's in darkness.
Yes, the fact that he feels that he's in darkness, it's already the end.
Right, and afterwards he gives a series of advice that he says that this is the cause of all the descents, that don't listen to the wicked, don't walk with them, don't stand with them, and don't sit with them. And he also tied it to this foundation of going in faith above reason, that you need correction and not others. Now, day and night can be every moment. Some Kabbalists, as we know, go through 400 times in a minute, maybe. So each moment there is like this attack on a person. That he needs something. I want to understand this point. Like, the darkness must come, even to the greatest Kabbalist.
Yes. Otherwise, how will he grow?
Right. But he gives us advice about how not to fall into the darkness, to get up faster from it.
Yes.
So maybe you can explain what is to not listen to the advice of the scornful.
He should be in contact with them only for a short moment.
And
afterwards, immediately to try to rise from them.
He says in other articles, right, that now I have a reason to go above reason, because you come to me within reason.
Yes.
Then he says here, don't sit with them, don't stand with them, like don't take the sensation of ascent that you had, that you're going to go within reason and feel like we have to go through all these stages.
Yes.
So what is stages?
Yes.
Dov.
Okay.
Again. No.
חושך זה נקודת הצמצום, נכון?
Darkness is the point of restriction?
למדנו את זה
במאמר
אתמול, פשוט אני זוכר.
We learned this in the article yesterday.
Well, there are articles where it says so. So what? I don't know what you're leading to.
Yeah. I'll tell you why, because when we connect in the 10, right, restriction, screen and reflected light. So in the darkness and the restriction, is this that when we feel we reveal all the wicked and we begin to correct it?
Possibly, yeah.
No.
Well?
הוא רושם פה שאור זה בעצם יתר חיבור.
He writes here that light is greater connection with the friends and darkness is disconnection. What's the work from the part of the lower one that it needs to reach greater connection with the friends?
Yes.
And if I don't feel the states changing clearly,
then you didn't start yet. You have to continue.
More pressure on connection?
Of course, yes.
Or
maybe is there some solution corporeally?
Well, for the time being, this is how he's advancing, apparently.
Continue pressing on connection with the friends or try to solve things corporeally?
What do you mean? Should I put the pressure on the friend or?
No, let's say that if I see some light, I seemingly see that my progress is solving things both corporeally and in connection with the friends. Do I need to still push for greater connection with the friends or only try to solve things corporally?
Well, this could be both, but actually the most important is the connection with the friends.
Thank you.
Yes.
Rav. מדובר פה בירידה ברוחניות. הוא כותב פה במאמר.
Rav, it talks about a descent in spirituality. He writes in the article, even more perplexing, how can it be that he completely forgot that he was ever in a state of ascent? And he writes, and now he's among them, and now he's inhaling the air, the atmosphere that he couldn't breathe before. He was running away from it, and now he's swallowing it openly. He used to say it's suffocating, but now he doesn't feel any deficient, any fault in this. And then he says, happy is the man. So we're talking about double concealment here. So how can he bring himself out of such a state through the greatness of the society and the importance of the goal? Because he doesn't have it. He completely fell from that. Not a state where he can suddenly say, the creator is great, I fell, he doesn't even detect it. So my question here is actually in a descent. The whole article is about the descent in spirituality, not in corporeality. It's a descent in the importance, etc. So if he lost all of these degrees and he's now in the toilet, as they call it in other places, how suddenly happy is the man who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked? Here, unlike the social articles, he doesn't give us tips, he just tells us about the states. There's the pessimistic state, the optimistic state, but you should know about it. But he doesn't give an explanation of how to get out of it, what Oren was asking before. Maybe how do we work? And
maybe without all these many nice words and little trips, what's your question? In one short question, one sentence.
How does a person get out of this state that he's describing here? He has no appreciation, he can't bring himself out or remember the greatness of the society, and
I don't know. How does he exit the state that he describes here? I don't know. That's why I'm telling you, give me a short question. What's your question?
Is it correct that in this article he doesn't describe the way to get out of it? He's only describing this state. It's a state that exists versus the state of happy is the man, and he doesn't tell you how to practically get out of it. So we shouldn't look for tips in the article because it's not about that. Is that correct? Did I understand the article correctly?
I don't know. For that, I need to understand you.
Beseder. Yaakov.
All right. Yaakov.
He writes, and he craves to come closer to the Creator, and he feels suffering of a bit remote from the Creator.
Right.
I think that if two people who have the same suffering, similar suffering, even if the leg hurts both of them, if they feel the suffering is similar, they feel close to each other. There is some sort of sympathy between them. Now, in our state, when the Creator is attained, when each one of us feels that the concept of the Creator is not yet clear, and each one feels suffering with respect to this concept of the Creator in a different way, what kind of common suffering can bring us closer with respect to this concept of the Creator?
We search how to come closer to Him, to reveal Him, and we're still not capable of locating.
And when the suffering causes a person to come into himself, so it's him and his suffering, and he's far away from his friends, what is the counsel? What should he do then in order to come closer to the friends, and not necessarily.
He must lower his head and be lesser than the friends. By this, he comes closer to them. As Rabash writes.
Again.
Thank you, Rav. It says here that the scornful are shrewd in an evil way, and they find fault in people, and they reveal secrets to each other. This matter is for lazy people, idlers. Can you explain what does that mean?
What for? It's not so important.
Okay, so I want to ask more maybe about what I feel. If I were in such a state, which is called trash, waste, and I realize that I have to go back to the society to attend, maybe take a new role on myself, but internally in my heart I didn't yet do any internal transition, what should I do in that state?
To make an effort to do things by force and pray to the Creator to help. There is nothing else you can do. That's the correct repentance.
So actually I don't go back to the previous state, right? It's actually a new state.
Yes, it's always a new state.
Okay, thanks.
There was someone here. No, no, you already asked. Yes.
He talks here about how they take away from the person the taste in life.
Right.
If I understand correctly, he saves him by building for him for himself vessels of the taste in Torah and the taste in mitzvot, so he prepares him for it. So the taste of Torah and the taste of mitzvot, he also breaks it down into the light of the Creator, and if I understand correctly.
I'm not sure if I understand or not correctly, but what are you trying to ask?
Trying to ask, what are these differences in the taste? How can a person distinguish between these tastes? Sometimes he doesn't feel any taste in life, then he has vessels with a new taste. How can he distinguish these tastes?
In the vessels that awaken in him. By the upper light, there are new vessels that awaken in him, and then in them he feels flavors, tastes.
כן.
אם הרגשת החושך,
if the feeling of darkness for me is that I have no connection with the upper one, and also I don't feel the deficiency of a friend so that I can ask for it, so I can't also ask from him, he writes to us that darkness and light are never separated, so what is light in that state that I have now?
I
don't understand. I feel that I cannot turn to the upper one because I don't feel the friend enough. I don't feel his deficiency so that I can ask for him.
Right.
So what is the light in that state?
Force that I will be able to request, be able to grasp on, and perform one action together with him.
Meaning that for sure it exists in that state.
Yes. Yes. All right, what's next?
רב, אני רוצה לשאול על העבודה של הסירייה.
I want to ask about the work of the ten. The ten can detect if I am now in a state of descent or ascent even before I even felt it, before I experienced this state. There are such states where the ten told me, watch out, pay attention. But how do I, first of all, open my ear so I can hear the ten? And how does the ten turn to a person so that he will accept their help?
This, we need to be in such exercises all the time. That the ten appeals to a person, and the person is incorporated in the ten. Don't hold the mic. So, like that. Hold like that.
Sorry. It appears as though always, I never truly manage to hear the ten. I don't manage to get help from them. I demand from them, I pray with them, but they come, they want to give you all the good, and you're seemingly opaque. How do I open myself up to them so that they can
do all the forms of connection with them that you are capable of? And then you'll begin to feel what you couldn't feel beforehand, how now you can feel and receive from them.
And with your permission, another question then?
Now, okay.
The matter of the seed of the scornful, does it depend on a person? I entered the ten now, I can turn it to be a seed of the scornful for me or a society of Kabbalists.
Right.
How do I make this switch?
In your subjugation?
Ken.
Yes.
He writes here that if a person feels some flavor in work and he takes it as a support, he immediately falls in work. So what to do with the taste, the flavors? How not to take them into basis? What should we do with them? If a person suddenly feels flavor, taste in a work, what to do?
No, if there is taste, if there's flavor, it's not bad. It depends how he takes this taste and turns it into something that progresses him.
How to do it?
The answer is the same one, in connection.
He also says that you have to go back to faith. Is there taste in faith? Should we look for it, or faith has no taste?
What do you mean he doesn't have or has taste?
It says if a person feels some taste in a work and he falls, he has to go back to faith. So, taste is one thing, faith is another. Maybe there is taste in faith, or it's a different taste.
In faith, there is, each time there is taste. It depends from which state you are rising from.
Okay, I need to think more about it. Thanks.
No, Amit, Aharon.
Okay, Amit, last one.
About this part at the end of the article where he explains what's written in Psalms, it's amazing. It's like Psalms for Rabash, it's like the Rabash articles for us. It's guidance for work. In the beginning, he explains that you need to overcome from the left side, from the counsel of the scornful, of the wicked, counsel of the wicked. Then also in the right, he doesn't fall into the right and take support from there. what he gets, this taste.
No.
So, what is this, the seed of the scornful? Seemingly, after he overcomes both the counsel of the wicked and the questions of who and what, and then he shifted to the right and he did not stand in this, in the path of the wicked, the sinful, he didn't take that as support. He remains in faith. Another disruption comes to him, which is called the seed of the scornful, which is the reason for the descent. So what is that?
What is the seed of the scornful?
Yes.
The seed of the scornful. The sensation of lightheadedness. That, as Rabash describes, that ruins everything. Levity. And thus, anyone who is not taking his states seriously, that's called that he is at the seat of the scornful, and of course he cannot get any benefit from the state.
What exactly characterizes this levity? When is it the kind of levity that this speaks about? It's not about making fun or...
Levity is not necessarily just joking around. It could be the opposite. But levity refers to this, that he's not sufficiently capable of scrutinizing what he is activated with. That
Well,
I don't know how to say it. He's not making the effort to seriously reveal that same attitude that there is towards him from above.
Don't
have sufficient towards. But you will feel that each one has it. Yes, Asaf.
The seed of the scornful or jesters is that I disregard the signs from the Creator. I don't take seriously.
This, of course.
Another question. Can we say that the work in connection towards the Ten keeps me in faith?
Work in connection with the Ten protects you from everything. Everything. You don't have to get into all sorts of private things. This tendency, this work, and the Ten, it itself will bring you to all the private states that you need to correct, connect them, put them together, assemble them, in order to put together a whole vessel.
So is it correct to see the whole of life that I'm simply outside of the connection or going towards connection?
Yes, yes. That's it. All right, here we have more. Let's begin with...
Itafor. Boker tov, Rav, toda.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. My question is... Is it possible to distinguish between the state of darkness or light other than through the Ten, through the spiritual society? How can I understand that the Creator is teaching me through corporeal life also?
Even that it's through the corporeal life, it is clarified and corrected only within the Ten. If you are within the Ten, that's it already. From there you need to see all your states.
Rav, why do I forget to hold on to the Creator in everything that I go through? Why does it happen?
It's possible you don't have sufficient support from the environment, and you need to do exercises that you justify the Creator, that each time you ascribe what is happening to you to Him.
Да, дорогой Рав, в начале статьи здесь приводится цитата из Зор, где день.
Рав, in the beginning of the article, he brings a quote from the Zohar about the morning and the evening in relation to Malchut and Zeranpin, that and it was morning is extended from the side of the light, which is Zeranpin. Later he explains that about the presence of the Creator, etc. How do we reach that in a group work each and every day in such relations between Malchut and Zeranpin?
You need to discuss it more among you. Very simple. Just talk among yourselves more. Each time, if there is a question, a problem that arises, everyone should talk about it.
Так мы сможем прийти в результате этого разговора между нами к вот этому взаимоотношению.
We can, as a result of such talking, we can have such a relation on such degrees.
Не сразу, но придете.
Not immediately, but you will reach it. Tel Aviv 1.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav.
המצב הזה ש.
The state. When the day is replaced by darkness, it's a state where a person is on the right and also on the left. So I want to ask about this. A person should only be on the right or only on the left, or he can be all the time in both of these states.
Let him try. And he'll see.
No.
That's
it.
Let him try.
Yeah, try to be in both states. In one state, in the other state. To be more sensitive to what's being done to him. Merkaz one.
What characterizes the darkness just before the ascent?
When you already begin to feel that he is the cause for the ascent.
How do we strengthen faith?
By connection with friends.
Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. Rav, there are two states that someone described before. There is a state where he has a connection with the Creator while he is in the states of darkness, and there is another state where he doesn't have a connection with the Creator while he is in these states of darkness. So my question is, what can we learn from these states? What does the Creator want to teach me?
If I have darkness, but I feel that its source is the Creator, then it is no longer darkness, rather a path for correction.
Beseder.
All right.
H-10.
H-10.
Ken Rav, toda rabba. Rav, thank you very much. You said before that a person can get out of every state that he is in. However, the problem is with respect to time. How can a person shorten the time that he is in a certain state?
Only by his intense connection with society.
And even increasing connection, even stronger than before, that he doesn't have to give more effort or...
Yes, then he will shorten the time. Hasten the time. Kamiel.
Thank you, Rav. A question by a friend. It says in the second paragraph from the bottom, Now he no longer needs faith, since he already has some basis, then he immediately falls from his degree. And the question is, what does it mean to replace one's basis? How can you replace the basis of reason with a basis of faith without using that basis of reason?
This, over time, a person will begin to feel how he can work with these discernments. But not that he does it like this artificially, as if he's changing some car gear.
Woman Turkey 8.
Hello, Rao. Hello, friends. Makalede hor görenleri kendi hayatlarından endişe duymayanlar diye tanımlamış.
In the article it says that the seat of the scornful or the jesters are those who take care of others. It's written in the last paragraph, and in the seat of the scornful, he didn't sit. These are people who don't take their lives seriously, and every moment of their lives is precious, and they sit and think of other people. And the question is, how, should I worry more about my own life or life of others?
The seed of the scornful or the jesters are people who think that they are connected to all kinds of sources that influence them except for the Creator. That's called the seed of the scornful. And then they turn to all kinds of instances, all kinds of reasons, in order to organize better states for themselves instead of turning to the Creator. That's why the seed of the scornful is some, it's the worst. Kiev 1.
Здравствуйте. Тоже вот вопрос по цитате, что счастлив человек, который не ходил
за
нечестивых. Если я правильно понял, что то человек знает.
Happy person is one who didn't follow the counsel of the wicked. If a person knows that now he's getting doubts, he feels that he's about to fall. He identifies a state, but he doesn't enter that state. What is this principle of advancement where a person can seemingly advance through the descents?
Если человек заранее видит, что он может упасть.
If a person knows in advance that he might fall,
себя и окружение,
and he strengthens his connections between him and his environment, he can already prevent his fall. And in this way, he can advance.
Tov, ala.
Next.
We'll
go
to the next part of the lesson. And before that, we'll sing a song.
Doesn't matter where we came from, nation, tongue, or land. Heart to heart, we sing the song, marching hand in hand. One by one, we're entering the palace of the king. Side by side in harmony we sing. Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again.
Say goodbye to trouble, bid farewell to pain.
Come and see your brothers reach and touch your soul.